Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for joining us. Let's take a closer look into your first full year financial results. Now, net profit, it almost halved from 1.8 million to just 920,000. Why did profits come down so sharply?
Mainly is because of due to the structural change in the timber industry, which there is less legal and certified timber to supply to our downstream processing. So our capacity is about 240,000 per annum of a cubic meter of plywood. But because of this reason, we manage only produce at about slightly less than 40% of capacity. So this makes the reduce in the profit.
And still on the company's earnings, I also referring to your group's annual report and the notes to the financial statements, Richard. I'd like to draw attention to the balance sheet where current liabilities actually exceeded current assets by 71 million. So it's actually in a net debt position. And it's according to the notes, it's also in non-compliance with some of the repayment terms of bank borrowings. So what are some of the latest updates on this front and if the issue is already settled?
Yeah. Actually, we have got a bank from UOB, I think it's as also mentioned in the financial statement, that they will refinance the loans from this bank. And furthermore, we also carry on the right issue and the placement, which about 80 million from the right issue is to pay down the term loan.
Still on the revenue side, contribution from China also, I'm actually quite curious. It actually fell very sharply by almost 80% from 13 million to just 2.7. Are you seeing demand for timber falling in China?
Demand in China is softening a little bit, but for timber. But the main reason is because of the sustainable timber. In China, there are most of the timber are from the natural timber. So when the harvestable area of the natural timber is reducing, definitely the supply will reduce. So for our case, with the FMU5 acquisition, we will expect there will be more natural timber to be supplied to China market. Of course, when we extract the natural timber, at the same time, we'll do a replanting. So this makes it a sustainable source of supply.
And following up on your acquisition, as you mentioned, Richard, so that's right, Prasol Berhad recently acquired 81-year logging and replanting concession rights to FMU5. That's a forestry reserve in Trus Madi Sabah. What are you expecting in terms of contribution flow to earnings from this acquisition?
For this acquisition, we have done an independent valuation, which based on the estimate of about 6.5 million cubic meter of timber, it gave a value of about 390 million based on the valuation. So for the first year, we are expecting to harvest about 380,000 cubic meter of logs. And over the years, it will gradually increase. The first 10-year program is to harvest about 6.5 million. So based on about 150 ringgit profit per cubic meter, so it can easily generate about 100 million of net profit per year.
And following up, also, I'd like to get a better idea. What's the 3H profile of FMU5 in the reserve, and are they already yielding in the area?
99% of the FMU5 is still stand with natural timber. The previous owner have only done about 1,000 hectares of a tree plantation, which they have extracted the log and replanted. So in this case, they do not have any additional planting yet. So when we come in, we will start extracting using the mosaic planting technique, start extracting the natural timber, and at the same time, we are doing the replanting at the same time. Of course, there is some guideline that we have to follow lah, strictly.
And this acquisition will actually cost $260 million to the group. How do you plan to finance this, Richard? Are there any plans to tap into the debt market?
We have announced toward the third week of October, we actually have proposed the private placement, special placement and right issue. So, as mentioned earlier, right issue is to pay down the loans, to de-gear the one of our subsidiaries, Sinora, and to pave the way for Singapore listing on the catalyst market after the in conjunction with the acquisition. So the private placement and special placement will be used to pay the deposit of the acquisition, and the balance will be paid upon the from the listing proceed from the proposed listing proceed from the Singapore catalyst market.
Thank you. That was Richard Koo, Executive Director at Pricewaterhouse Berhad. And now Melissa Idris is standing by to speak to Mikio Kumada, Global Strategist at LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.